It's hard to believe that one number, that number right over there, might be the difference of you being able to buy a house, might be the difference of you being able to keep that home and keep the payments more affordable. So folks, my name is Dan Friel. I come out each day to explain to you guys what's going to go on with those and the whys behind it. Today, we're going to talk about the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is going to meet this week. What are they going to do? We know they're going to cut rates. What's that going to do with these? That's the thing we don't know. Folks, let's get to today's news because this is really important because if you're looking to buy or refinance, mortgage rates might change pretty quick right now. And the reason why is, let's get to it. So here's what we're seeing right now. In the market, the only really news we have out this week is the Federal Reserve. They're going to meet in 2 days. Yes, in 2 days, the Federal Reserve is going to meet. What are they going to do? It's no surprise. If you go down through here, there's a 99% or 96% chance they're going to cut rates. Okay, so what happened over the last two times the Federal Reserve cut rates? Well, last September they cut, mortgage rates jumped a little bit. The September of last year they cut, and rates jumped 1% within about a week. What happened? Well, you have to understand what really creates these things and the whys behind it. So in today's video, that's what we're going to talk about, folks. Because if you're watching this video, either you're a homeowner, maybe trying to get an opportunity to refinance, or maybe you're looking to buy that first house, I'm going to give you some guidance, maybe short-term and long-term, especially out there for those builders. So without further ado, folks, let's get over to today's news to figure out what's going to go on with these and the whys behind it. So here's the news we got coming out. We got the Federal Reserve. They're meeting in 2 days. And what are they going to do? Well, there's a 96% chance they're going to cut at this meeting and the next meeting. That doesn't mean mortgage rates are going to go down. If you don't believe me, look at the last two meetings that they cut. Rates went up within a week on both of those events. So what really affects mortgage rates? Well, believe it or not, it's things like this. The news, government shutdowns, world uncertainties, this thing right over here. Okay, so when the Federal Reserve cuts rates, all they're doing is cutting the federal funds rate, basically interbank lending. They're not cutting mortgage rates. So the thing that focuses in on really or determines mortgage rates is the bond market. So for that, we go over here. And each day I come in and I show you these bonds, and you might be a little confused. Let me just break this down real quick for you. Most people look at the bond market right through here, the 10-year treasury, and you see every day people are coming out, the 10-year treasury, it's at 4%. It's going to go below 4%. This is really one of the biggest factors you need to focus in on. Now, if you have access to my channel, subscribe down below, you can actually follow the MBS market. So this is for the mortgage bond market. The MBS up there means mortgage bond. Okay, so what happens with this is you could see right through here, this is the price of the bond. All you have to understand is this. If this price is going up, rates are coming down. There's kind of a yin-yang effect. Today it's down 4 ticks, it's down 6 ticks. That means mortgage rates are going to go up. Price goes down, rates go up. This has been a pretty volatile over the last few sessions, but it's going to be kind of flat into the Federal Reserve's meeting. So the Federal Reserve is going to come out, they're going to cut. But the biggest news that we're going to focus in on is right through here. They're going to cut. Okay, but what's the government going to do? Is the government going to come out of shutdown mode? Are tariffs going to be deemed legal or illegal? Because they're going to affect these a lot. So let me go over and explain to you guys why the markets are rallying right now, because they're knowing the Federal Reserve is going to cut. We had a huge batch of information this weekend from China with President Trump and a whole bunch of other things. And hopefully, just hopefully, they can manage to bring the government out of shutdown mode this week. But other things that the markets follow right through here, it's earnings week. There's tons of earnings coming out. Most of the earnings coming in right now are pretty darn good. So that paints a pretty decent picture of our economy other than the two things that the Federal Reserve monitors. They were created for two things. Those two things were inflation and the jobs market. So the inflation right now, it's about 3%. I'll agree with that. And then the tariffs had a big to do with that. But even the federal government and the Federal Reserve's coming in saying those are going to start to really taper down because energy prices are helping us out quite a bit. Home prices, they're actually helping on the inflation price area quite a bit as well. So those two pieces are 40% of our inflation numbers. As those numbers deplete, inflation's going to come down. So now how healthy is the economy? So for that, we watched their earnings reports. Last week, we had a whole bunch of companies coming in with their earnings. This week, look at all these companies. So we focus in on these because if companies are still earning a profit, that means me and you, we have jobs. We have, with jobs, we have that money that's coming in each month that we can spend, and that's how our economy works. So what we need to focus, if you're a homeowner right now, home buyer, you're looking to build, let's help you out a little bit. Let's get over and figure out what's going to happen. So if you're a homeowner right now, I got a tool for you, the RateWatch 2.0. We created this to help homeowners because I get all these phone calls all the time. It's like, Dan, I went to lock in, I procrastinated, and then rates went up 0.5%. So next time it happens, can you help me? So we created this thing right here. It's for homeowners. If you're a homeowner, just jump in here and tell me what rate you'd be interested in refinancing. So what you're going to do is you're going to give me information about you and your mortgage. And then when that rate hits a specific number, I'll reach out to you and we'll go over the new payment, what the costs are going to be, what your break-even point's going to be, break that down for you. Now, if you're building a home or maybe you're looking to buy in the spring, what could the thoughts be? Well, let me give you my thoughts. Over the next, say, in Q4 of this year and Q1 of next year, my thoughts are this. We're going to see rates, maybe they'll hit 5.875, I don't know, but 5.875 to 6.25. It should stay in a pretty narrow range. Now, when the tariff news comes out, all bets are off because I don't really know what's going to happen there. But if you're looking to buy, let's say you're looking to buy in the spring, what should you do? Well, start the process right now, making sure you're on a budget. Can you afford that new payment? I'm going to have a whole bunch of software for you down there. There's a brand new budget app down below. It's free. It's actually what I use. I try to manage this. I didn't want to really pay for a system. I'm like, oh, let me try this thing. It works pretty darn good. So, you know, is your budget in check? What's your credit look like? Do you really know what your credit looks like? All these things are what you really need to prepare for. So what am I expecting for rates? I'm expecting rates in Q1 to be basically 5.99 to 6.25. I don't really think there's going to be any major changes. But why don't you look out and at least schedule a consultation with us, figure out what your budget is, what I think rates are going to be, what your credit scores truly are. Get prepared for this because mortgage rates, I don't think they're going to jump. But again, the tariff news, when that news comes in, if they're deemed legal or illegal, that's the one catalyst that you really got to pay attention to. So if tariffs are deemed that they're okay, I'm expecting rates to be about 5.875 to 6.25. A decent spread there, but make sure you qualify. When you're qualifying, especially you're reaching out with us, we're probably going to qualify you at 6.5, maybe 6.75. Why? Wouldn't you rather me come back and say, okay, your payment's going to be $3,000 initially, and then when we're all done, it's like, guess what? Your house payment's $2,500. You'd probably be high-fiving me. Versus, look at it this way. If I said, hey, your payment's going to be $2,500, and then the day before closing, you get a notice, and it's $3,000, probably pretty ticked off. So get prepared. No matter if you're a homeowner, you're a home buyer, please make sure you get prepared. Visit us at the Rate Update, because my name is Dan Frio, folks, and our slogan here is this. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Check out Wednesday's live event. We do it each Wednesday to show you behind the screen exactly how we do it. And the reason why I do it, folks, is, again, my name is Dan Frio. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. If you're out there looking to buy, refinance, or just getting ready for the spring season, reach out to us. We'd love to help you. We do have a slogan. Like I said, it's one application, one credit pool. We compare your loan over 30 different lenders. Check out the Wednesday live event. There's hundreds of people usually there. Give us your information. Find out what rate you qualify for. So hopefully that gives you a little more comfort of where rates are going to go and the whys behind it. Folks, we're looking at today, the stock market's doing pretty darn good, but the bond market right now is flat as a pancake, and I'm expecting that until the Federal Reserve meets on Wednesday and tells us exactly what they're going to do. So stay tuned. We will be live on Wednesday as well. But if you guys would, please give me a thumbs up. Subscribe down over there if you don't mind. Otherwise, I'll see you at the closing bell to let you know how all this mess ends for the day. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. See you then. Bye-bye.